This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Economic news doesn't always make sense, we will grant you that, but this morning's regular report on first-time claims for unemployment gives us a chance to revisit that challenge anew. 340,000 people applied for jobless benefits for the first time last week. That is a pandemic low and an indicator that businesses are managing to stave off layoffs even as the Delta variant does what it is doing. On the other hand, though, as regular listeners of this show well know, there's been recent news of consumer moods, shall we say, wavering. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher makes the connection between the two for us.
There's one big obvious connection between consumer confidence and lower unemployment claims. When people are working, they feel okay about spending their paychecks, says Lynn Franco with the Conference Board.
So as long as we see consumers somewhat upbeat about their job, they're much more willing to make purchases, especially discretionary purchases.
So even though we're hearing that discretionary spending on travel and entertainment have slowed down because of Delta, lower jobless claims are a good signal. But there is a however here.
However, over the past month or so, that layoff level is pretty much stabilized.
Brad McMillan is with Commonwealth Financial and says the drop in unemployment claims has slowed.
And that's despite the fact that we're seeing strong hiring, we're seeing strong demand. So that number is a little bit misleadingly cheerful.
Keep in mind also, consumer spending on the whole could change once federal pandemic unemployment benefits expire on Labor Day.
We're not really out of the woods yet for a lot of folks who haven't gone back to work.
That's Rebecca Dixon, Executive Director of the National Employment Law Project.
And knowing that 70% of our economy is consumer spending, I just don't see any way that there can't be an impact on the recovery.
And those $600 weekly pandemic benefits will end for about 7.5 million people next week. Gig workers, those who used up state benefits, or parents who couldn't work for health or childcare reasons. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.